ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast has everything you need in a podcast. Cliffo and Gabby's Set Up Saturday.
Wow. Hello, everyone. This is a special Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
Yes.
Because it has just wrapped up live on the Listener app and live on the air. Our first ever Cliffo and Gabby Set Up Saturday.
It was a special show so that we could get everyone to set up their Christmas tree at the same time. If you missed it, though, that's okay. Because you can listen to this and set up your Christmas tree, says Cliffo, as he drinks a Great Northern.
Well, we're finished now. We're not on the radio anymore. Right. I'm allowed to drink now.
And it's like Christmas, isn't it?
It's
like,
100%.
I'm high on sugar. You're having a beer. This is our typical Christmas day.
First one of the Saturday evening as well, too. And it's going down a treat, let me tell you. Thank you for downloading, everyone. This is it. The highlights of Cliffo and Gabby's Set Up Saturday. The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. A very special Christmas Set Up Saturday edition.
Cliffo and Gabby's Set Up Saturday.
We're not just here to have fun, Cliffo. We're also here to learn.
Oh, wow. Righto. Miss Elgood. Everyone sit down.
Everyone sit down. Eric, cross legs. Straight
producer
back.
Brooke, bring in the blackboard. It's learning time.
I do have some crazy Christmas facts for you, and these are all so much fun you won't even care
you're learning. This is like the time that PT told me this exercise is so fun you won't think you're working out.
This is way better. Okay, here we go. In 2010, a goat farmer found that his goats produced more milk when they listened to "All I Want for Christmas Is You," and so now it's actually a thing. Studies have shown that goats do make more milk when listening to that song. So if
they
you hear it
have,
at a farm,
like their,
that's right.
Quality of life decreases dramatically.
Artificial Christmas trees were invented by a toilet brush company. How much does that make sense?
Wow, that doesn't surprise me. They've already got the machinery.
Elephants eat Christmas trees. It's a healthy snack that helps them clean their teeth. It is pine, after all.
There you go.
Yeah. KFC is really popular for Christmas dinner in Japan, to the point where people have to pre-order their dinners or they have to face a huge lineup when they go to get their chicken. Ow. Yeah, super popular. There is a pill on the market called Father Christmas, and it makes your farts smell like chocolate.
Okay.
And then finally...
Well, you can just do what the elephants do and eat the Christmas trees and fart like pine.
That could work too. Finally, Monopoly opened up a hotline during the holidays to settle any game-based family disputes. Because we know that's when the family breaks up over Christmas.
Oh, that is so good. there it is, everyone. Your crazy Christmas facts.
We have promised you celebrities too. First up, Hugh Sheridan, you might know from Back to the Rafters, now Back to the Rafters on Amazon Prime. How are you, Hugh?
Good.
Are you more of a, like, you know, decorations made out of paddle pop sticks and bits of cardboard, or are you like a Meyer Christmas
catalog
kind of Christmas tree person, Hugh?
I'm glad you asked. Cliffo and Gabby, I have to tell you that growing up, I always, like, I'm number six of seven children, so, like, our tree was just, I mean, it was fine, whatever. But, like, all the decorations were, like, kind of broken and kind of, like, hand-me-downs from 1968. And anyway, as soon as I, like, was working and stuff, I went and, like, got a great Christmas tree and, like, started investing in, like, really nice ornaments. And when I traveled, and I take a lot of pride in my Christmas tree, I have to say. And I leave it up until Easter.
Ah!
Maybe later.
No pulling your dad on New Year's Day for you.
Yeah. I'm probably going to become one of those people that just leaves it up all year round. Like, oh, and so people are totally weirded out. They're like, you know, it's
if you put
June,
that much effort into it, like, you want people to enjoy it.
Yeah, totally. And add to it and subtract, you know. Depending on the occasion, I could do a Halloween tree.
I love it. Valentine's tree. That Easter tree with eggs and bunnies and stuff all over. Where are you spending Christmas this year, Hugh?
That is a very good question. It depends if the borders open.
Maybe I'll be with you guys. You're welcome. You are absolutely welcome.
We've got the tree ready.
But... Well, if I don't have to leave Queensland, I never will.
All right. Love it.
I've got
Love
a present under my tree ready for you in case.
Oh, good. I can't wait to see what you've wrapped.
It's all ornaments for like love hearts and stuff for your Valentine's tree. That's right.
Do you know what? I'm going to tell you a true story, which is kind of funny. When I was a child, my parents took me to Disneyland when I was too young to remember it.
Yeah.
So I never forgave them for that. But they bought me one thing and that came in a bag. And apparently I then went shopping, you know, like I'm like 2 years old, two and a half. And I stole all these Christmas decorations. And years later, I was there with people that were like working there. And they said they probably saw you stealing that. Because I was like, I stole all this stuff. And I was like two and a half. And they said they probably saw you stealing it. But they didn't say anything because they didn't want to ruin your family's Christmas experience and they knew that you were two and a half and you had no idea what you were doing. Isn't that cute?
Aww.
He was a thief long before he was on our TV screens.
I was a Christmas decoration thief, no less.
You would have been like a little puppy, though. Like, you can't get mad because they're just too damn cute.
I have no idea. I was shopping. I was shopping for Christmas decorations. There's plenty here. I'm just going to go through Disneyland and take all of these beautiful Christmas decorations.
What a place to get them from. I love it. Hugh Sheridan, check out Back to the Rafters, guys. It's streaming now on Amazon Prime. Perfect Christmas holiday viewing.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Hugh Sheridan. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, guys. Love you.
Cliffo and Gabby's Set Up Saturday.
I have for you now, Gabby and everyone, the top three things you don't know about Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, good timing to get this on because he has agreed he's going to jump on the satellite direct from the North Pole and chat to us before the end of Set Up Saturday. So
we need to know
that, everyone. We need to know the guy.
Yep.
So, firstly, Santa eats a lot of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Every household he visits leaves an average of 2 cookies for Santa. That means he consumes at every house 374 calories.
Ooh.
Or 33,000 tons of sugar, 151,000 tons of fat, and he'd need to run for 109,000 years to burn off all the cookies.
No, but Santa has a metabolism.
His magic metabolism.
Yeah, and right. It just like makes it all into fuel.
I'd kill for that.
I know.
Santa's sleigh is the fastest vehicle ever made, kids. Santa visits 2.1 billion children in the world in one night. We all know that magic kicks in there as well, too.
Yeah.
That sleigh is super fast. That's why you don't see it in the sky very often. And the third thing Santa Claus, it does
That's
look
how
a bit
fast
like
it
that,
is.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Santa has a pilot's license and a Canadian passport.
What?
He was given a pilot license by the US government in 1927.
Okay.
Such an American thing to do.
Well, I guess because he's flying.
And Canada issued him an e-passport in 2013. I feel like that was a publicity stunt because they were launching their e-passports.
Maybe.
But there you go.
He also has exemptions when it comes to COVID restrictions, so that's good.
Yeah, he's the one person who does. I still can't get over the sugar thing, mate.
I know.
He needs to run for 109,000 years to burn it off. It's 151,000 tons of fat, 33,000 tons of sugar. That's similar to what I consume over the Christmas period, actually. Look at it.
We want to catch up with Husey too, one of the family. You can hear him with Ed and Erin every Arvo here on Hit. But Husey, you love this time of year, right?
Yeah, look, I love Christmas. I really do love Christmas. I married a woman called Holly. I love Christmas so much. So.
What's your tradition with your fam with setting up your tree? Do you all have to get together and do it or do you leave it to Holly?
No, look, she wants to get it done earlier than me. I'm a last minute sort of guy. But no, we like fresh is best. And we get a fresh one. I love the smell.
Yes.
That pine smell. So, so we're loving it. The presents are around the tree. It's huge. It's fun times.
What do you do? Does someone come and collect it at the end, or have you got to chuck it on the back of the trailer or whatever, take it to the dump? Like,
no, we generally just put it on the nature strip for, you know, it sits out there for a month, 2 months, and exactly.
Someone who needs firewood just comes and gets it.
Good stuff. Husey, thanks for calling in, man. Merry Christmas.
Good on you, legends. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Jess Malvoy joining us right now. We love her, and we love her new single. It's actually called Glow. Let me go.
Good to have her on for Set Up Saturday. Hey, Jessica Malvoy.
Hello. I'm so, you know what, I'm really, really excited to be, I don't know, talking about this song and, you know, having it out there for everyone to listen to and, you know, make their own. So, yeah, thank you for playing the tune and having me on the show.
What's the plans for Christmas and New Year? And we're getting up to that sort of silly season, Jess. You going to have some time off or what are you doing?
Yeah. I would love to have some time off. I think I have about 2 weeks, so I will use it very wisely. But I'm hoping to get up to the north. I'm missing my family. I haven't seen them for a good 2 years, and wow. I'm normally up that way pretty much 5 times a year. So it feels a bit weird, but also it's really understandable as everyone's kind of gone through their own personal process, you know, with it. But yeah, that's my kind of my dream and my kind of wish and my plan is to hopefully reconnect with Mob up in the NT.
Great.
That'd be so beautiful if you were able to do that. We're all missing our families if we are in a state. Oh. So we totally get where you're coming from there.
Jess, when it comes to your Christmas tree, what sort of Christmas tree do you have? Like, is it a perfect, like, David Jones catalogue style Christmas tree? Or is it more like, you know, ornaments made up of paddle pop sticks and old bits of cardboard?
Yeah, look, I do have, it's not a perfect tree. So mine is kind of like crafty things that my nieces and nephews made. Yes. That I've kind of kept in a box. And so, yeah, you know, because yeah, I'm so family orientated, like, and, you know, being kind of, you know, disconnected physically from them, you know, I try and like, you know, take things whenever I'm home, I kind of collect things from them, you know, that I could take away and be reminded. Aww. So I'll just hang it up around the room or, you know, on the tree. So that's what I'll be doing.
That's so sweet because I'm in a similar situation to you, Jess, but I am refusing to ruin my tree. So there'll be no handmade gifts on mine.
Gabby's too shallow. I like it. I love a Christmas tree with pine cones in it and that kind of, you know, toilet roll bits and bobs. And that's real home style.
Are you the kind, like, do you love the smell? Do you love the smell of the, like, the pine?
I have to have
100%.
My family always do a real Christmas tree and that smell is just Christmas personified. It's amazing.
I've never had a real Christmas tree, so hopefully, like...
You grew up in the NT, it'd last a couple of days and it would have gone brown.
No, not even a day.
Not even a day.
Like an hour
that
in.
That poor tree looks thirsty.
It would be so dehydrated. That's what I'm saying. Like 100%. It's just all the leaves are falling off.
Well, Jess Malvoy, we love you so much. Your new single, Glow, it is out now and it is such a good single. Have a great break over the festive season, Jess. And thank you so much for your time. Great to have you on the show again.
Merry Christmas to you and you and you.
I promised you the facts you don't know about the greatest Christmas movie ever, Home Alone. Ready?
Such a good film.
It's the best,
it
mate.
It really is. I'm not allowed to watch it till Christmas because that tells me it is the time.
Well, it's Christmas now. I'm saying, guys, if you've got that rule in your house, it's Christmas as of now. So whack on Home Alone.
Tonight.
And turn it up now. Turn up the radio, the listener app, or whatever you're listening on for the facts you need to know about Home Alone. Mm-hmm. Fact number one. The picture Kevin finds of Buzz's girlfriend. Do you remember this? It's a very, very famous scene in the movie.
Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof.
That was actually a picture of a boy made up to look like a girl because the director thought it would be too cruel to make fun of a girl like that. The boy that was used was a photo of the art director's son.
The poor little boy.
I know. Would have been worse, though, if it was the girl. Been, like, you know, I think you're that's right. Good. Fact number two, Macaulay Culkin's stunt double was a very short 30-year-old man.
I'd love to see photos of that.
Fact number three, Home Alone is the most successful comedy movie of all time, which led to it becoming a verb, so a describing word, to be home alone, meaning that your film suffers at the box office because of another film's huge success.
So if any movie's released at the same time as a Marvel movie,
it's Home Alone. That's right. So example, my movie only did $40 million. It would have done $50 million, but it got Home Alone.
Right.
Next fact, Uncle Frank. That was supposed to be Kelsey Grammer from Fraser.
Oh.
Next fact. I'm just saying next fact now because I've lost count. Despite Kevin being home alone, he's not once seen in his own room. He's seen in everyone else's room, Buzz's room, his parents' room.
That makes sense, though. You're allowed in your room all the time.
Yeah.
Of course you'd be in everyone else's.
And then, remember, too, he's not even allowed to sleep in his own room. He gets sent to the
attic
with Fuller or whatever. Mm. Final Home Alone fun fact, Home Alone 3, the one without Macaulay Culkin, is total and utter rubbish. Don't watch it under any circumstance,
That's
guys.
That's not a secret. We have been setting up our Christmas trees. We've had celebrities on to tell us how they set up theirs. But we got to talk to the most important person when it comes to set up Saturday and Christmas.
And boy, didn't we drag this one out.
Yeah.
We've been hooking our conversation with this man for a couple of hours now. And it's worth the hooking because he's a big deal.
And he's doing a satellite connection from the North Pole direct. Here he is, Santa. Welcome.
Hello, Cliffo and Gabby. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Good to know.
It is so good to have you on, Santa, live from the North Pole on the satellite. We have had so much fun today. We've been playing Christmas music. We've had, you know, kids, adults, everyone calling in, some celebrities getting involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
How great is this sort of community feeling for Set Up Saturday? This has been great.
It leaves Santa warm and fuzzy inside, but not too warm because then the North Pole ice would melt and that would be horrendous.
But that's what Christmas is all about, isn't it, Santa? It's all about the magic and believing and coming together and celebrating.
Ho, 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 absolutely, Gabby. And Santa has a question for you.
Yes.
How's the tree looking?
It's looking fabulous.
Like the front page of a Spotlight catalogue, Santa Claus. How's your Christmas tree looking? Because I'd imagine you'd have yours already set up.
I'll let you in on a little secret, Cliffo. The elves put it up a week ago.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah.
Well, you're also busy. You know, you're multitasking every day. You got to get things done. What are the elves doing right now?
Polishing Rudolph's red nose.
Oh, good.
It's got to be shining bright, ready for you on Christmas Eve.
What do you
want? Squeaky, squeaky.
What do you want all the kids to leave out for you on Christmas Eve, Santa Claus? What's your favorite Santa snack for the big night?
Everything. No, milk, cookies, biscuits, carrots for the reindeer, mince pies, and Santa likes a beer, but only after he's finishing delivering the presents.
Right. Okay.
Got to keep safe on the sleigh. I was going to say the roads, but you're in the sky.
No, it's in the sky. But,
still got to be safe. Yep. You don't want to fall out.
You can store those up and enjoy them with the elves.
Mm-hmm.
Or, gee, they'll be two pot screamers, wouldn't they? all right. Well, Santa Claus, we have just loved this day. It has been so fun setting up Christmas trees right across Queensland. So many calls coming in. So many people getting involved. Thank you so much for your time. And Santa Claus, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Cliffo and Gabby, and Queensland is all on the nice list this year. So, ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
You just finished listening to the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Wrapped up thanks to Spotlight. Spotlight has everything you need to create, decorate, and celebrate this Christmas.